Daniel chapter 12, verse 1. And at that time stand up doth Michael, the great head, who is standing up for the sons of thy people, and there hath been a time of distress, such as hath not been since there hath been a nation till that time. And at that time do thy people escape, every one who is found written in the book. There have been many times of great trouble, but there's only one time when people stand for judgment and the Lord opens his books and he sees if your name is written in the book of life. He has two books. One is the book of life, and if your name is not found in it, you will not go to heaven. And then the second book is a book that lists all of your deeds, both good and bad. If you are going to heaven, then in the other book that lists all of your deeds, you will be rewarded according to what you did in Jesus Christ. But if you're not going to heaven, then in that other book that lists all of your deeds, you will be punished eternally according to all of your sins. God keeps a careful record of everything. This verse is definitely talking about the end times. And it says that Michael, the great archangel, will come and help fight for the Jews. Now, he's an angel, so he will be carrying on a spiritual fight for those who stand with Christ and get saved. In the last chapter, we saw the whole history from Daniel's time to approximately near the time that Christ would be born. Now in chapter 12, it's jumped forward to the end times. The entire Bible is about Christ. The Lord, who loved Daniel dearly as a very close friend, is sharing with him the whole history of Christ and salvation. He's sharing with Daniel all of the world history that leads up to the birth of the Son of God, and then the history that will lead up to the return of the Son of God. 2. And the multitude of those sleeping in the dust of the ground do awake, some to life age during, and some to reproaches, to abhorrence age during. The dead will rise. Some of them will rise to eternal life, and some of them will rise to eternal torment, in what we call hell. The word hell is not in the Bible, but the concept of hell is definitely in the Bible. 3. And those teaching do shine as the brightness of the expanse, and those justifying the multitude as stars to the age and forever. The angel Gabriel is telling Daniel that those who were wise to obey the laws of the Lord, because that's what wisdom is in the Bible, it's always obeying the commandments of God. Those who obeyed the Lord will shine like the stars, and those who taught others to obey the Lord will shine like the sun. And it's okay if you go to heaven and you don't shine. If you barely made it in there because you had a deathbed conversion, you'll be very happy. That shows us that there's a lot of children in heaven who don't shine because they died as infants or they died in the womb, but they're there. 4. And thou, O Daniel, hide the things and seal the book till the time of the end. Many do go to and fro, and knowledge is multiplied. The Lord, through the angel, is telling Daniel to write down what he has learned from the Lord and seal it up so that it can be made known to the world at a later time. And Daniel faithfully did this. This is why we can read the book of Daniel today. It says many will go to and fro, and knowledge will be multiplied. That's the age we live in now. Knowledge is at our fingertips, and we can learn anything instantly. We don't have to go to college anymore. We don't have to read books either. We can Google anything we want, and we'll get our answer. We're also traveling to and fro on airplanes, trains, and by other means. This is definitely the end times that we're living in. 5. And I have looked, I, Daniel, and lo, two others are standing, one here at the edge of the flood, and one here at the edge of the flood. When his vision began a few chapters ago, he was standing by the river Ulai. Now he sees two angels, one on one side of the river bank, and another on the other side of the river bank. 6. And he saith to the one clothed in linen, who is upon the waters of the flood, till when is the end of these wonders? One angel speaks to another. He speaks to the one that's wearing linen, and he asks the other angel, when will be the end of these end times? I don't know if one angel is prompting the other to give Daniel more information, or if the other angel genuinely doesn't know the answer to this question. It could be because the Lord has assigned each angel a different mission, just like he's assigned each person a different mission. So one angel may not know what another angel has been told to say. 7. And I hear the one clothed in linen, who is upon the waters of the flood, and he doth lift up his right hand and his left unto the heavens, and sweareth by him who is living to the age, that after a times, times, and a half, and at the completion of the scattering of the power of the people, finished are all these. A time is 1 year. A time, two times, and a half time is 3.5 years. The second angel who answers the question says that this great tribulation, which is mentioned at the beginning of chapter 12 and at the end of chapter 11, will last for 3.5 years. And that's how people know that the Antichrist will be in power for 3.5 years. That's 3.5 years of terror on anybody who follows the Lord. It also says that people will be scattered during that time, and that's because people will have to run and hide in order to survive. 8. And I have heard, and I do not understand, and I say, O my Lord, what is the latter end of these? Daniel doesn't understand what he's being told for very good reason. He hasn't lived through it. And the only reason that you and I can understand it better is because we can look at the entire Bible in context, including what Jesus said in the New Testament. So it's a lot more obvious to you and I. Plus, we're in the time. We understand what it means by having knowledge readily available and going to and fro, and some of the other clues that are in Revelation. Daniel is asking the Lord through the angels, what's going to be the final outcome of all of this? 9. And he saith, Go, Daniel, for hidden and sealed are the things till the time of the end. The angel is saying, Daniel, there's no way that you'll understand all of it. You have to write it down so that the people who live in the end times can read it and they will understand it. 10. Purify themselves, yea, make themselves white, yea, refined are many, and the wicked have done wickedly, and none of the wicked understand, and those acting wisely do understand. There's a lot of people in the world who laugh at the Bible and they laugh at the prophecies because they don't understand, and this is because they love their sin. They love wickedness. If you practice sin and you enjoy it and you don't want to stop, then the Lord isn't going to give you wisdom to understand the Bible. But for those of us who want to obey God and want to understand his words, he gives us wisdom. And that's why Christians seem like weirdos to other people who are living secular, sensual lifestyles. Those people can't understand what the Bible says, so they think it's all nonsense. The Christian understands it and can't even explain it well to those who love their sin. It's like they have a stumbling block in their mind and they can't understand the literal words that are in the Bible. 11. And from the time of the turning aside of the perpetual sacrifice and to the giving out of the desolating abomination are days 1290. 1290 days is approximately 3.5 years. So this is the Lord telling Daniel the same thing in two different ways. And remember, whenever God says something twice, it means that it's going to happen. He won't change his mind. This is set in stone. So it's set in stone that the great tribulation is going to last 3.5 years. This is also one of the clues that tell us that a time means 1 year. Because if we count up all of the days in verse 11, we end up with 3.5 years. 12. Oh, the blessedness of him who is waiting earnestly, and doth come to the days 1335. There's another length of time that's 1335 days, so it's a little bit more than 3.5 years. That's under 4 years, but it's longer than 3.5 years. This is going back to Antiochus Epiphanes' time, when he put the pigs on the altar, and that was called the abomination of desolation. The Bible seems to be saying to us that that lasted almost 4 years, and that's how long the saints had to endure it. Now, some churches have a different take on this, and they turn the days into years and count the years in history, and then they try to prove that Jesus has already come the second time, and that we're already living in the millennial kingdom. But that clearly is not the case. We are not in the millennial reign of Christ, because Jesus hasn't set up a temporal kingdom. The world isn't worshiping him. There isn't world peace. The saints are not judging the world from Jerusalem. So there's absolutely no way that we are in the millennial reign of Christ. If this were the millennial reign of Christ, he wouldn't even be God, because it would show that he has no power. Because right now, Satan is controlling this world. There's war and chaos and sin everywhere. Babies are getting aborted. There's satanic rituals, sex trafficking all over the world. So if anybody calls this the millennial reign of Christ, they're blaspheming the Lord and saying that he has no power and that he's wicked. This verse could also be referring to the end times, saying that after the 3.5 years of tribulation, if you make it even further to the time when Jesus sets up his glorious kingdom, that you will be blessed. And there is going to be some sort of time period between the end of the tribulation and the end of the wrath of God. And then after that, he'll set up his millennial kingdom. So there will be another time where Jesus will not harm any of the saints, but they'll be waiting until his time of wrath is over. So perhaps that time is about 57 days, which are the days more in verse 12 from verse 11. 13. And thou, go on to the end, then thou dost rest, and dost stand in thy lot at the end of the days. The angel says, Daniel, you're going to die long before this happens, but you are going to stand up on judgment day, and you will receive what you deserve, which in Daniel's case would be rewards and eternal life. And that concludes Daniel chapter 12. It also concludes the book of Daniel. The next book that we will be reading is Hosea.